with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's grocery bag giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Mutated Members. And now, on to question one of Hour 38, Trivia 38, Trivia Returns. This television character played a bouncer at a bar. He also assisted a private investigator on some of his cases. He did not call the investigator by his regular name, but preferred to call him Rockfish. What is the first and last name of this bouncer? Once again, question number one, Hour 38, Trivia 38. This television character played a bouncer at a bar. He also assisted a private investigator on some of his cases. He did not call the investigator by his regular name, but preferred to call him Rockfish. What is the first and last name of this bouncer? Good luck from 90FM.
For the station with a pack on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack. And pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chibugie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, chibugie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chibugie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. But alas and alack, you need some compensation to get back in the black. You take a morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situation from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a man with a knack, so put it right back in the rack, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chibugie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, chibugie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chibugie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Live the life of Riley in the beaten down shack. So when I hear a whistle, I can peep through the crack and watch the train a rolling when it's falling the jack. For I just love the rhythm of the clickety clack. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo choo, choo choo, chibugie. Woo woo, woo woo, chibugie. Choo choo, choo choo, chibugie. Take me right back to the track.
In the middle of question one, hour 38, this television character played a bouncer at a bar. He also assisted a private investigator on some of his cases. He did not call the investigator by his regular name, but preferred to call him Rockfish. What is the first and last name of this bouncer? Good luck.
I didn't want
Phones down the back. That ends question one, hour 38. This television character played a bouncer at a bar. He also assisted a private investigator on some of his cases. He did not call the investigator by his regular name, but preferred to call him Rockfish. What is the first and last name of this bouncer? The answer, Gandy Finch. Once again, the answer, Gandy Finch. Question two, hour 38. In an act of kindness, hard-nosed big-screen character Frank Costello gave a comic book to the young Colin Sullivan. What is the name of that comic book? Again, question two. In an act of kindness, hard-nosed big-screen character Frank Costello gave a comic book to the young Colin Sullivan. What is the name of that comic book?
One, two, three, four.
Middle of question two, hour 38. In an act of kindness, hard-nosed big-screen character Frank Costello gave a comic book to the young Colin Sullivan. What is the name of that comic book?
Together, while our hearts were young.
phones down in the back. That ends question two, hour 38. In an act of kindness, hard-nosed big-screen character Frank Costello gave a comic book to the young Colin Sullivan. What is the name of that comic book? The answer, Wolverine. Once again, the answer, Wolverine. Question three, hour 38. In the television infomercial for Malt Shop Memories, what is the name of the diner which serves as the setting for the infomercial? Once again, question three, hour 38. In the television infomercial for Malt Shop Memories, what is the name of the diner which serves as the setting for the infomercial? Good luck.
Now that I love a girl and a ruby is her name. Hear me talking now. This girl don't love me, but I love her just the same. What I say? Whoa.
Question 3, hour 38, in the television infomercial for Malt Shop Memories, what is the name of the diner which serves as the setting for the infomercial? Good luck.
I keep on dancing for thank you.
comes down the back. That ends question 3, hour 38. In the television infomercial for Malt Shop Memories, what is the name of the diner which serves as the setting for the infomercial? The answer, Ruby's. Once again, the answer, Ruby's. Moving on to question number 4, hour 38. What is the first and last name of the television character whose father gave her a gun on the day of her wedding and told her, trust your instincts? Again, question 4, hour 38. What is the first and last name of the television character whose father gave her a gun on the day of her wedding and told her, trust your instincts? In the middle of question 4, hour 38, what is the first and last name of the television character whose father gave her a gun on the day of her wedding and told her, trust your instincts?
To run her fingers through my hair. Come along and be my hearty doll. Come along and be my hearty doll. Have a party with you. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you, to you. I'll make love to you.
Phone's down in the back. That ends question four, hour 38. What is the first and last name of the television character whose father gave her a gun on the day of her wedding and told her, trust your instincts? The answer, Fern Welch. Once again, the answer, Fern Welch.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
Question 5 of hour 38 is a singing question and will be let go for 3 songs. Once again, question 5 is a singing question and will be played for 3 songs. It's time to exercise your vocal cords. We would like you and your team to call in and sing the nonsensical chorus bass line sung by Raymond Edwards, which ends with the words, get a job. Please finish the singing with the words, get a job. Once again, question 5, hour 38. It's time to exercise your vocal cords. We would like you and your team to call in and sing the nonsensical chorus bass line sung by Raymond Edwards, which ends with the words, get a job. Please finish the singing with the words, get a job. Good luck from 90FM. Still working on question 5 of hour 38. It's time to exercise your vocal cords. We would like you and your team to call in and sing the nonsensical chorus bass line sung by Raymond Edwards, which ends with the words, get a job. Please finish the singing with the words, get a job. Good luck.
Name.
working on question 5 of hour 38. It's time to exercise your vocal cords. We would like you and your team to call in and sing the nonsensical chorus bass line sung by Raymond Edwards, which ends with the words, "Get a job." Please finish the singing with the words, "Get a job." Phones down the back. That ends question number 5, hour 38. It's time to exercise your vocal cords. We would like you and your team to call in and sing the nonsensical chorus bass line sung by Raymond Edwards, which ends with the words, "Get a job." Please finish the singing with the words, "Get a job." The answer, yip, 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 boom, 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 get a job. And again, the answer, question 5, hour 38. Yip, 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 boom, 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 get a job. Moving on to question number 6, hour 38. What is the first and last name of the actor who said the following? If it's a good script, I'll do it. And if it's a bad script, and they pay me enough, I'll do it. Again, question 6, hour 38. What is the first and last name of the actor who said the following? If it's a good script, I'll do it. And if it's a bad script and they pay me enough, I'll do it. Good luck.
Yep, 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 yep
Question 6, hour 38. What is the first and last name of the actor who said the following? If it's a good script, I'll do it. And if it's a bad script and they pay me enough, I'll do it. You're playing in the world's largest trivia contest. Trivia 38. Phones down in the back. That ends question 6, hour 38. What is the first and last name of the actor who said the following? If it's a good script, I'll do it. And if it's a bad script and they pay me enough, I'll do it. The answer, George Burns. Once again, the answer, George Burns. Moving on to question 7 of hour 38. What is the first and last name of the athlete who set the Myers Fieldhouse record in the men's high jump at 7 feet 4 and 1 half inches? Once again, question 7, hour 38. What is the first and last name of the athlete who set the Myers Fieldhouse record in the men's high jump at 7 feet 4 and 1 half inches?
Covered with snow.
In the middle of question 7, hour 38, what is the first and last name of the athlete who set the Myers Fieldhouse record in the men's high jump at 7 feet, 4 and 1 half inches? Phones down the back. That ends question number 7, hour 38. What is the first and last name of the athlete who set the Myers Fieldhouse record in the men's high jump at 7 feet 4 and 1 half inches? The answer, Jim Dilling. Once again, the answer, Jim Dilling. On to the final question of hour 38, question number 8. Big screen safecracker Frank was 2 hours late to pick up his girlfriend Jessie, because after years in prison, he felt that he was running out of time to achieve the American dream. They were to meet at a club. What is the name of that club? Again, question 8. Big screen safecracker Frank was 2 hours late to pick up his girlfriend, Jessie, because after years in prison, he felt that he was running out of time to achieve the American dream. They were to meet at a club. What is the name of that club? Question 8, Hour 38, big screen safecracker Frank was 2 hours late to pick up his girlfriend Jessie because after years in prison, he felt that he was running out of time to achieve the American dream. They were to meet at a club. What is the name of that club? Down the back. That ends question 8, hour 38. Big screen safecracker Frank was 2 hours late to pick up his girlfriend Jessie because after years in prison, he felt that he was running out of time to achieve the American dream. They were to meet at a club. What is the name of that club? The answer, Cats and Jammer. Again, the answer, Cats and Jammer.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
Good morning, Stevens Point, with 90 FM News. I am John Harry. With the age of exposure to computers nearly down to infancy, it is no surprise that computer giant IBM is exploiting a new market even earlier, several million years earlier. Volunteers from IBM worked nearly 500 hours developing video games for our evolutionary cousins, the Sumatran orangutans, at Zoo Atlanta. Bernas and his mother Madhu are going ape over their new games. Correct answers mean food pellets, and there is also a painting program. The system is a touch screen built into a tree-like structure in their habitat. Researchers say data from the games will help them study the animal's memory, reasoning, and learning abilities. They hope to be able to connect the ape's computer to the internet by next year in order to record data on if the apes are any better at answering the seemingly impossible trivia questions than we are. All of you trivia players that foresee having to take a sick day tomorrow would have a hard time getting any sympathy from Corinne Holston. She has worked at a hospital in Utah for 56 years and has never called in sick. She has continuously made it to the hospital kitchen by 5 a.m. to make pies, cakes, and other tasty treats for staff and patrons alike. The Ogden Regional Medical Center recently honored Holston with a ride in a limousine. The 78-year-old baker says she is simply too busy to take a sick day. After the break, we will take a look at your Central Wisconsin weather.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital, Highway 10 East, celebrating 25 years of service, featuring quality medicine and surgery, state-of-the-art laser surgery, in-house laboratory, and a staff that genuinely cares for your pets.
In your Central Wisconsin weather, it is going to be partly cloudy, becoming increasingly cloudier as the day moves on, and we might get some late thunderstorms into the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s, showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, lows around 50. Currently, it is 60 degrees outside, and I'll have the top five teams, the point values from hour 37, and question one for hour 39 of Trivia 38 after the Trivia Focus.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jesse with 90FM. Is it a good time to do Trivia Focus?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, what's your team name?
It's Garage Sale at 1017 Union Street, 24/7.
All right. And is there actually a garage sale going on there?
Yeah, it's been going on for longer than Trivia's been going on.
Oh, great. So what kind of stuff you got there? Lots of good stuff?
There's all kinds of different stuff from Flame Brewery.
I see. So do you get many people at the rummage sale, like 3:30 in the morning?
3:30 it starts to break off from 3:30 to like 6, like really nothing, 1 or 2. And it's really not that productive, but it's easier to put everything else away.
How long has your team been playing?
Personally, at this house is 4 years, but we have people going back, I believe, 99.
What kind of food have you been eating this weekend?
Food?
Yeah.
I have a nacho cheese machine, a hot butter popcorn. We've had a bunch of pizzas.
So if you had a guess about how much food you think your team's going to consume this weekend?
Just on food, $200, $300 there, so $500 just on food. Probably that much in alcohol, too.
So you're hoping that the garage sale will cover the cost of the food then?
Yeah, it sure is going to cover the cost a little bit.
Do you have a favorite DJ here at any of them?
I like them all.
Do you like them all? Do you know any of them?
I've listened to the radio. No, not personally. They call me a lie, no. I slept for about 45 minutes since Friday morning.
So you're not quite all there right now, is what you're saying?
Not on my top of my game.
Do you listen to 90FM outside of trivia?
Yes, I do. I would say it's the about.
Have you ever heard of DJ Albino?
Just once, and I can't even give you any information more than that. Just heard of it.
Well, just by going by his name, what do you imagine he looks like?
Elephant.
If I asked to name the first animal that came to mind, what would you say?
Elephant, because when you're talking about the rhino, I'll think about three animals, and that's kind of for with the elephant.
What's your best pickup line at a bar?
Hi, my name is Dave.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM.
All right.
WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
The point values for questions in hour 37 of Trivia 38 are question 1 worth 10 points, question 2 worth 10 points, question 3 worth 15 points, question 4 worth 250 points, question 5 is worth 70 points, question 6 is worth 120 points, question 7 is worth 20 points, question 8 is worth 20 points. Once again, the point values for questions in hour 37 of Trivia 38 are question 1 is worth 10 points, question 2 is worth 10 points, question 3 is worth 15 points, question 4 is worth 250 points, question 5 is worth 70 points, question 6 is worth 120 points, question 7 is worth 20 points, question 8 is worth 20 points. The top 5 teams standings as of hour 37, question 8, are in 5th place with 6,035 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In 4th place with 6,360 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In 3rd place with 6,945 points is Knights of Neek. In 2nd place with 7,220 points is Return of Sloppy X, tied with Network. In 1st place with 7,390 points is Tin Man. The team winning this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Better Than Trailer Trash Ninjas. The grocery bag giveaway is provided by County Market and Domino's. Bring your copy of New Trivia Times with ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's grocery bag giveaway. And again, the winner of this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Better Than Trailer Trash Ninjas. And now, question 1 of hour 39, Trivia 38 trivia returns. The first time that Roddy St. James sets foot on the Jammy Dodger, he walks across a special piece of wood. What is the common name for that piece of wood? Once again, question 1 of hour 39, the first time that Roddy St. James sets foot on the Jammy Dodger, he walks across a special piece of wood. What is the common name for that piece of wood? Good luck from 90 FM.